What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Crypto Sense Podcast. This is your boy, Carlton CO2 Owens, back on the mic talking about cryptocurrency. It's been a minute, y'all, since I've been on the mic. I haven't been making as many episodes as of late. Like I said, mainly due to the fact that I'm a little bit disenchanted with all the things that have happened in the past quarter. However, I'm still optimistic that this thing that we know as cryptocurrency and the cryptocurrency markets could turn around and show some hope for more stability and more regulation. So everything that I really talk about now is dealing with news pertaining to stability in the marketplace, trying to regain customer confidence back in the marketplace. And so whenever I see something that catches my eye, I want to rap about it. I want to rant about it and want to also get your feedback about it. OK, but before we dive into today's show, let's first give it up to our sponsors, CryptoLead, the one stop shop where you can be able to learn more about cryptocurrency trading, especially in a volatile market like this. You can make a lot of bread. You can also lose a lot of money if you don't get the right education. So my boy Lewis over at CryptoLead is one of the living legends in the space. A magnificent guru when it comes to breaking down very complex concepts of how to trade and how to understand cryptocurrency movements. He's able to do it and get just about anybody who has a third grade education to understand how to trade. So go over to his website, CryptoLead, put in crypto Sense as your coupon code, and you're going to get, I think, at least 15% off on his course, and you're going to get up to 50% off on his monthly membership, where he takes you play by play on his trades and how he's being able to navigate these markets. Make sure you go over and do that. Okay, we also have Psalms Brittle, PSALMS, BRITTLE. It is the lightest, airiest, crispiest, brittle in the universe. If you want something that's gentle on your dental and not going to wreck your teeth, make sure you go over to psalmsbrittle.com, put in CryptoSense 10 to get 10% off on your first purchase with them. Trust me, you will not regret it. All right, so let's dive into today's show. Now, as you guys know, Coinbase is one of the founding fathers when it comes to platforms to use, especially from on a beginner level. I remember starting my first cryptocurrency trading experience on Coinbase, where I went on and I was able to buy Bitcoin. I believe it was Ethereum was my first two purchases, way back in the old age of 2018, I believe, 2018, 2019. So in all of this, Coinbase has been synonymous with stability when it comes to a place you can go, stability and credibility when it comes to somewhere you can go and actually trade and, you know, buy currency. So of course, with everything that happened with FTX and other big boys that got the rug pulled from under them, Coinbase has also come under fire. Particularly with the SEC. As you know, Coinbase, just maybe about a year or two ago, went public. It's now a traded asset on the, I believe, on the NASDAQ exchange. And so I'm reading a headline now that says SEC asks Coinbase to halt trading in everything except Bitcoin, the CEO says. So what's going on here is, if you know about Coinbase, over the years they've expanded the type of coins that they had on the platform. Not everything was on the platform, but some coins that were a little bit more on the riskier side. And so they have been able to make a lot of money by connecting the dots with the customers that wanted to trade these coins or buy these different coins that are on the marketplace. However, the SEC thinks that these coins outside of Bitcoin are securities in and of themselves, and Coinbase needs to register themselves as a official broker, someone who's actually trading securities. So the CEO thinks differently, and thinks that what the SEC is trying to do is try to strong-arm their way to be able to get them under some level of regulation, which they feel is not really something that needs to be regulated. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, a lot of times when they're doing these back and forth, it's to also to manipulate price and to get customers to kind of lose confidence. Because, of course, if the SEC says we think you just stop trading everything except Bitcoin, it kind of signals to the marketplace that there may be some funny business that may be going on with these other tokens and currencies on Coinbase. And it could be very risky for you to even look at trading on the Coinbase platform. They're not saying that, but with this type of language, you can almost imply that. So I say, let's stay tuned. Let's see what happens here. Of course, I'm going to bring up the speed with anything that goes on. I'm going to make sure to get also my boy Douglas back on the phone. He does a lot of trading in these different cryptocurrencies. We're going to get him back on the interview, let him break down what's going on in the markets. I also want to ask him about this recent spike when it comes to Bitcoin and its price and what that may signal for the future. But again, thank you guys for continuing to stay on with the show, stay supporting the show, and I look forward to the next show when we do it. So until next time, holla back.